I love sexting.
You are a sexter.
Love it.
You're sitting there on the couch like crumbs.
You're literally
stuff, like watching something on Netflix, like just like, yeah, babe, I'm so hot right now.
In my experience, just taking dick pics, I just find it so underwhelming. Like, it's the same old photo every single time. It's just a big schlong and that's it.
Seeing yourself having sex would be like,
oh, wait, I look like that from behind?
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon, and I've got some really, really sad news.
What is it?
I forgot my emotional support water bottle today.
No, I was wondering what this is.
All I had was this gross matcha filled. Wait, no, it's not gross because we love matcha.
It looks a little bit moldy.
It is. Just had to put water in it. It's got things floating at the bottom. I feel like I've lost
a part of yourself.
A part of myself.
Oh, absolutely.
If I seem a bit off in this episode.
She's fragile.
You know why.
Lot of head noise today. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen. I brought my water bottle, but you know what I don't have with me? My puffer jacket.
Okay, I saw you post about this.
Yeah, someone stole it. So I went for a walk with my dog, got a bit hot, put it down on the bench, and then left and realized as soon as I got home, I was like, oh, I left my puffer. But it's not like a thoroughfare. It's not like a major park. It's not on the way to something. You know what I mean? It's not like people walk through this park. Anyway, came back a couple hours later, probably 3 hours later.
Oh, okay. That's on you.
It's a local park.
Babe, they could have taken it to Lost and Found.
There is no Lost and Found.
The op shop.
I've had that puffer for almost a decade. Like, I bought it when I first moved to Melbourne 9 years ago.
Maybe you should think of it more as like someone who needed it got it.
I'm actually so mad that you've said that. Because, you know, someone else said the same thing in my DMs because I posted about it. And I said, do you think it's gone forever? Overwhelmingly, people voted.
Oh,
it's
God,
gone,
yeah.
Doll. Like, you're never getting it back. I did bring a sign, actually, and I put it up on the bench and I said, did you take this puffer jacket?
Oh, she's gone full neighborhood watch.
And so I put that up yesterday and I will go back today and let you know. And
praying,
that's my story.
Thinking about you, praying for your puffer.
But also, if it went to somebody who needed it more than me, sure. But like,
you could also
sentimental
somehow find video footage, maybe, if there's security cameras around, which kind of works for this episode because we're going to get into digital stuff. This is The Hookup. If you are joining us for the first time, where we talk all things love, sex, dating, relationships, and we have an Instagram. You can DM us at Triple J The Hookup. And we get DMs from you asking us to cover things on the show, right? We got a DM from someone who said, can you please talk about digital footprints with sex? So they are going through a moment where they're like deleting all of the old nudes, sex, maybe videos that they've sent to people in the past. Doing a bit of a digital detox, if you will.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so interesting because now more than ever, we are all online, right? So like, if you are sexting, sending nudes, how do we feel about knowing that that can live potentially online for the rest of your life?
But at the same time, it's really fun. It can be really hot. It's an interesting way to open up communication with whoever you're hooking up with, even a long-term partner. It can be really great. So in this episode, we're going to cover all of that. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so with everything digital as well, we will be talking about when it happens unconsensually, or when someone maybe shares a photo that you've sent them to someone else, maybe if someone films you without consent. So just a bit of a content warning, we are going to be talking about image-based abuse as well.
Let's start off with sexting, I reckon.
Yes.
We did a poll at Triple J The Hookup is where you can find us. We asked, how do you feel about sexting? 16% of you said not into it. 50% of you said I'm neutral, so you could take it or leave it. And 35% of you said you love it. So mainly people were like, I'm all right about it. But overall, if we're going to go from loving it or hating it, 35% of you said you love it.
How do you feel?
I love sexting.
You are a sexter.
Love it. It's a skill I had to work up to. Like, it doesn't just come naturally. Probably reading smart does help quite a lot.
What do you love about it?
I really like the fantasy element and like it's gets me really turned on. Like, I do think it's really, really hot. But I think it's really fun to spice up a relationship, whether it's long-term or if it's just like a casual hookup. I just really like it. Turns me on.
I am not really a sexter. I've dabbled. I like it as like a way to get excited about like the night that's coming up, or if you've got like a date planned, or it's like can't wait for this or whatever. Like I love it as like a way to like warm up, or like, you know, get excited about having sex. But I just, I don't know.
You know, there's also times where someone will sext you and you're like, I'm in the bus, and they're like clearly like jerking off, and you're literally like, oh, you've caught me as I'm transiting, but I'll go along with this.
You're like sitting there on the couch, like crumbs, like
yeah,
stuff, like watching something on Netflix, like just like,
yeah, babe, I'm so hot right now.
So there are times where you receive it and you're like, I wasn't expecting this. But even in that position, I'm like, I'm into it.
Really?
You're thinking about me. It's hot.
Well, a lot of people agree with you. Zali sent us a DM saying, I love sexting. It's basically another way of having sex that gives a bit of variety. It's also easier for people to get confident with dirty talk.
Agreed.
And Kim sent us this voice memo as well.
As someone who's into kink, I think sexting can be a really great way to open the dialogue and share turn-ons and fantasies without getting embarrassed or maybe too nervous to say it out loud.
I so agree with that. I think that's the power of sexting, in the same way it like gets you confident to talk about things and to start experimenting in that way. And I think kink is such a interesting and great point made by Kim. Obviously, a lot of you love sexting who are doing long distance. Eve's saying long distance is so much easier when they're into it and they're good at it. Lily saying, I used to not care for it, but I'm doing long distance at the moment and it keeps us connected.
I feel like it's necessary. It's like the only way you can really survive long distance. Or at least phone sex as well. Because otherwise, like, some people were separated for months on end. Some, like, I know couples who have had to do years apart. And it's, you've got to, yeah, maintain that sexual connection somehow.
Dare I say, hot take, if you don't sext or send nudes while you're in a long distance relationship, are you even dating? Like, or is that just a pen pal?
Yeah.
Like, are you just friends at that point if you're not, like, getting off?
It depends how, like, often they get to see each other.
Yeah.
But it does definitely change the dynamic of a relationship if you were previously quite sexual together or shared that kind of intimacy. But what was really interesting, Pip, which I think you'll relate to, is that so many people were either, like, really obsessed with sexting when it was casual or just, like, on the apps and, like, casually hooking up compared to, like, being in a relationship. Like, it was either, like, you either needed to build the trust with someone or it needed to be a stranger that you were like, I don't give a fuck, I'm never going to see them again.
Yes.
Jack said, sexting in general feels so much easier and better with strangers over a partner. And then Lana said, it's not something I'm into when first meeting, getting to know someone. I love it when we're official.
Interesting. I think I'm on Jack's fence on
You're
this.
Such a stranger.
I don't think I do it as much unless it's long distance. But then it's like when you're together and you're kind of like, okay, we're playing them out in real life. But that being said, I think it is fun to keep it spicy, even in a long term, to just be like occasionally just, you know, at work. And you're literally like, damn, I'm thinking about you right now. Wish we were doing this, you know?
I feel like we spoke about this when we did our dirty talk episode, but a lot of you also felt like it can be really performative.
Yes.
Like you said, if you're shit at it. And we got this voice memo from Emo talking about that.
I think it's quite off-putting when someone sounds like they're copying lines from some really badly acted porno. You can quite often tell when people only talk about how they feel and what they want to see. Like, that doesn't really help the conversation progress, whereas it can actually be really good if it's more natural and flows like an actual conversation you'd have if you were in the room with each other. And you can both talk about how you make each other feel. Otherwise, it all just feels very one-sided and that's not particularly sexy.
I completely agree with this. It's so obvious when you're just talking to someone and they're not even taking any cues from what you're saying and like doing a yes and.
Yeah.
Like it shows that you didn't do drama in your school, in your high school. You didn't do improv. It's all
you
about.
You didn't get put on the spot to talk about something really random for 1 minute.
Yeah, exactly.
With no breath.
Yeah, so when they're not responding to your cues and they're throwing some like kind of cheesy, corny lines at you and you're just a bit like, nah, I think the best sexting is, yeah, a conversation and it's like a flow and they really pick up on what you're putting down and going with that and being, a bit open-minded with it as well.
Well, something that you told us about, which I think is just a bigger cultural issue at the moment with everything being digital and online, like people are just sexting but they're not taking anywhere further. Like they're not actually following through to meet up with people. It's like they kind of get what they want, they get off, or they like get attention in the moment. But then aren't actually looking to follow up and meet up with that person to have sex, which I'm like, That's so interesting. You think that the physical act of it itself would be like what people would be like at least aiming for with sexting. And we got this voice memo from Tegan about that.
I just really feel like cishet guys online just want to sext with no real follow through. They have no intent for real connection at all. They're all just really fuckboys. They have no idea about intimacy or how to have a relationship anymore. I'm feeling like it's really disconnected more now than ever.
My opinion on that is like, okay, then talk to an AI chatbot from a porn website if you want that. Why do that with a real person and waste their time?
And like people are as well.
And that's definitely like it's prevalent. It's happening. There is way more powerful technology now for that to happen and for it to feel realistic. So it's like it's just shitty behavior to then like do it with a real person and literally like not even follow up and have a date or like even just like a, okay, come round to mine now. They're just like, okay, bye, and then ghost.
And I find like a lot of the time when you are sexting on dating apps or whatever, the convo is can't wait to do this to you or like can't wait for us to do that, or once we finally meet, like you'll be shocked at how like whatever. You can tell I'm so unexperienced with sexting. I'm like, wait, what?
You'll be shocked.
You'll be so shocked at what I can.
You'll be taken aback by taken what, aback I'm, gonna
what I'm gonna
do to you.
Do to you later.
Like, yeah, cowboy.
So out of my depth.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, and I just think that like it's so misleading because people are probably entertaining the sext, knowing or thinking that that's going to happen, and then it's like someone's just getting off, and they're like not actually the intention of following through and catching up with that person isn't there.
Part of me is like, I understand if they get like insecure or like nervous and like maybe they were talking big game and then they were like, oh, actually I don't really want to follow through. But it sounds like what Tegan was saying is like fuck boy dudes who are like, I'm just going to quickly get off and use you and then I'll like never speak to you again. But speaking on that, right, we had quite a few people who messaged us and talked about that dilemma that you get when you're sexting with someone where they are talking a massive game. They're saying filth, crass. They're going to like rock your fucking world. And then the follow through, they're so embarrassed. They're so shy. They're so timid. They're
awkward.
They're like, oh my God, no. And then you're like, where was all this like fantasy that was promised? Joanna said, I don't find men are experienced or confident enough in real life to follow through with sexting promises. We also got this from Shah.
Yeah, so I was talking to this guy and his sexting was through the roof. So much game, so it seemed. He was like, yeah, you're going to feel so good and I'm going to do all this stuff to you, like da-da-da-da. And then we ended up being back in the same state together and hooking up. And it was just like super underwhelming. And I think it would have been lovely had he not talked all this game and then like underperformed. So it would have almost been better if like he had not spoken for me to just be like, oh, I thought it was going to be better. You know what I mean?
That felt like a voice memo from my bestie. I love that she's like just walking and chatting and I was like, oh my God.
No, I love it. It really reminded me of those TikToks. There's like heaps of these memes like this one.
I assume this is where you sleep then. In your bed then.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be doing much sleeping.
Why?
After what you said last night, cheeky boy.
That's so crass.
Do you remember what you said last night?
Yeah. What I said was all those things. I've got to go.
I just feel like so many people messaged us and said, I've had this experience.
No, I think this is why I struggle so much with sexting is because, like, at least with strangers, because then if you are planning on meeting up, like, I just feel you get so caught up in the moment and then it's like you get you. It's like the post-night clarity, like the cringe after, like the moments where I have done it and then it's like straight after, like, I can't believe what we just said or what we just sent. Like, who was that? And then imagine that and then having never met someone and then having to meet them. I just, I can't do it.
That's actually a good point. Maybe that's like a good piece of advice for anyone new to sexting. And we'll probably get an expert to, you know, cover this. But if you go too hard too soon, then it's like when you get that post-nut clarity and you walk up to them and you're like, oh my God, they think I'm like this super crazy kinky, or like, yeah, like really wild in the bedroom. And then, yeah, you can't measure up to that.
You're like, it's, so when I called you, like,
I probably won't
say that in real life.
So missionary's cool, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I actually don't own any whips and chains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think that's like such a huge thing.
And I think you're right. Like going back and looking at your old sexts is just, oh man, don't do it. But as we heard from this DM at the start, they were doing a bit of a digital detox and they were looking at their sex and they were also looking at their nudes and their videos and they were unsending because, as we said before, the digital footprint is real. And yeah, maybe you've finished up with somebody and you're like, actually, you don't need that anymore and I don't want you to have that anymore, which is fair. But let's talk about nudes and videos because obviously a lot of you feel some type of way about it. We asked, how do you feel about sending nudes? 27% of you said not into it. 41% said I'm neutral and 32% said you love it. So again, neutral was taking out the lead. But again, if we're going to just dice up between loving and hating it, you really love it. 32% compared to 35% on sexting.
Yeah.
I thought people would be more into it.
But also, like, it's nearly 30% of people who aren't into it.
Right.
So
yes, yes.
It's pretty split.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite close. A lot of you, like, just as much as you love it, also hate it or like not into it.
I think there's something to say as well, and we'll get into that about like, yeah, your body image and stuff like that with nudes because you're just so much more exposed potentially.
That's what it is about the videos and nudes. It just feels so much more exposing than maybe sending a message just being like, I want to do this to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If someone was to leak my sex, I'm like, yeah, that's embarrassing, but it, like, it's a bit different to seeing my whole body, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into that. But first off, let's talk about people who were loving it. 32% of you. Beck saying she has a FIFO partner who loves a surprise nude or video to keep things hot when he gets home. Kelvin also said the same thing.
So my partner and I have been together for 4 years and working FIFO, I spend more of my time away than I do at home. So sexting or sending nudes or taking videos for each other is something that we both find really helps us connect in a physical way. It's also just a lot of fun, and I wouldn't say we do it all that often, but when we do and the moment's right and the video call works out well, it's something that we just really enjoy together.
That's true, when the video call works. Imagine being out FIFO and being like, sorry, reception.
Yeah.
Walking around the room.
Learn in this like real like compromising
position.
Yeah,
you're like lagging and you're like. That was a visual gag, by the way, if you're listening.
Oh, God.
She put her leg up.
She put her leg up. Ada saying, I love nudes as it makes me feel confident and improves my body image. I know it's not the case for everyone. I also do it because I trust my partner, which is a huge thing, I think. Got this DM from Keita saying, love sending nudes to partners I trust to turn them on. I find it then turns me on and usually opens the dialogue for some sexting, which keeps the mood going.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like it's like as soon as you send one, it's either like keen, not keen. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know
pretty quickly.
Yeah, pretty quickly. Jordan. Yeah. Ludes are better than nudes. Changed my mind. Well, so what's a lude?
A lude is kind of like where I guess you're wearing a bit of lingerie and you're not showing like full ass putty, full ass pussy tits crack back. It's like, you know, bit like,
yeah, okay,
bit more like, ooh, you'd like
this
to see
this is just
it.
A hot photo of me.
This is like, you know, you'd like to see that, but I'm not going to reveal all of me, which is interesting. And I think a lot of people might agree with that as well. We actually did get a few messages from guys who said that they don't like taking nudes because they find it really awkward and a little bit cringe for themselves. And this is what Jake had to say.
Yeah, in my experience, just taking dick pics, I just find it so underwhelming. Like, it's the same old photo every single time. And like in comparison to girls, they can dress up, like wear lingerie and stuff and make it look flashy and a bit more of a tease. And then guys, like, yeah, it's just a big schlong and that's it. But like what I've also heard is that girls just receive so many like unwanted dick pics that in the end it's like, what's the point? Like if mine's not going to compare to them, like I just don't see, like find it necessary or anything.
I think that guys need to embrace jock straps. I think that they're not just for the gay guys.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's your lingerie.
Jake needs to talk to the gays because they're putting out some like real gorgeous photo shoot like aesthetic arty nudes. Yeah. Like they are nailing the dick pic, I will say.
Archibald Prize of yeah. the nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They probably have some great pointers as well in terms of like how to take it. Because I think a lot of guys also message us and said, like the angle and the schlong, it's like, how do I even do it? I feel like over the years, we've always had guys being like, yeah. I just don't know how to take a good photo. So that's something to be said. But I also want to say that there are plenty of women who love receiving them. And I love that Jake did point that out. Like he was like, yep, there are a lot of women out here getting like non-consensual and unsolicited dick pics. But there are still a lot of women who still really love it. Sarah was one of those, and this is what she had to say.
I absolutely love receiving little snippets of videos from my husband and my boyfriend of them stroking themselves and getting off on it. Very much appreciate a good dick pic from them as well. It really makes me so horny, and I love the confidence that they have when it comes to videos. I love hearing all of the sounds. Give me the moaning. Give me all of the noises. Watching them touch themselves and having that privilege of receiving that video from them gets my heart racing.
I
still think she should do an audiobook.
1000% agree with that. Yes. I 100% agree. I love it. Especially if there's like sound and moaning.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about this. Like Dirty Talk was one of my like favorite episodes, and we've talked about it before, but when a guy is not mute in the bedroom, I'm literally like, yes, like say something, like moan, like pant, grunt, whatever.
Yeah, I think like the taboo-ness of it, or just getting a pic or a video or whatever, like when you're not expecting it, like, you know, you're at work and that might turn someone on and be like, oh my God, this is naughty, you shouldn't be doing that. But then for a lot of people, it's just like, oh
God, yeah.
Like I wasn't expecting that. Like that's a little bit like confronting or like I didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
And a few of you DM'd us talking about this. Meg said, I think the concept of nudes has been ruined by desperate individuals asking for them, sending unsolicited ones when they've just started talking to someone. It's so icky and such a turnoff.
Yeah, we had heaps of people say, like, you know, obviously they've received it. And like, as Jake mentioned before, he's aware of it. Guys are aware of it. Like, it's very much a conversation that's been had for a long time and it's still happening, which is really frustrating. And as you said, like, it can really be jarring for your day. So another thing that you messaged us a lot about was the fear of your digital footprint being leaked. Like wherever you're sending your nudes, whether it is like Snapchat, Instagram, text messages, WhatsApp, there are so many different ways you can do it. And they are not the safest of platforms to do this. There's not really like a foolproof way, I think. But yeah, lots of you told us this. So Katie said, I know deep down that I have a nude on the internet somewhere thanks to an ex or two. And we had this story from Nicola talking about her leaked nude.
It was a really complicated story where I got catfished twice by the same guy using fake profiles on Tinder. He leaked my nudes to me because the second time around that we matched was maybe a year or so later than when we had made the explicit content together. We made some videos together and he sent me screenshots of the video saying, look how hard I spanked this girl. And I was like, holy shit, that's my butt. I kind of didn't really know what to do at the time, so I just kind of spoke to my friends about it. I left it. I didn't report it. And he'd already unmatched me on Tinder at that stage. And so I had no capacity to report through Tinder. Then a long time later, I saw the real person with his real photos of what he actually looked like on Hinge. And he liked my photo. And I responded to him and I said, why did you like my photo? And he said, to apologize. I said, how many people did you send it to? I don't know. Just a couple. I'm really sorry. At least it didn't have my face in it, so it's not too bad, I guess. No one would recognize me, but it's still really, really, really scary that he thought that that was appropriate.
That is so fucked.
That's terrifying.
And literally illegal.
Oh, yeah.
That's like image-based abuse.
Yes.
Like sending nudes unconsensually.
Yeah, you could go to jail.
That is just so traumatizing. That's so fucked.
Also, the fact that like he had unmatched, so she couldn't even report it. So like,
yeah, because the convo disappears.
Yeah, if the convo disappears, right? It's like you might not remember that person's name. It's not like they have a username. They're just like gone into the ether at that point. So the app safety on that like is really, really scary. And
yeah,
I don't know. I guess I've known some people who like sometimes like screenshot like the profiles that they're talking to in case something like that happens, just as like a fail safe. But yeah, it's like when so it's bad.
When yeah, it is a catfish. Like they're not even he's not even who he's pretending to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to definitely get some advice here from an expert, which we will for the next episode in a couple of days' time around like, yeah, how to best protect yourself around your digital footprint, if this is something that you're worried about, if you're worried about maybe like an ex still having your nudes, what to do in that case, because that's also really common. It's like knowing that like, yeah, you could have trusted this person, you've been in a relationship, but they've now, you've broken up and they've now got all of this stuff that's like, you know, you maybe you don't want them to have anymore.
Yeah, 100%. Something that Nicola said as well in that was she was like, oh, at least my face wasn't in this photo, it was just my butt. So we actually had so many of you message us with kind of like your own like rules on how you negotiate and figure out how to do a nude that's comfortable with you and safe in some way. Everyone was like, do not show your face. Paige saying, you got to ask yourself, if this was leaked onto the internet forever, would I be okay with it? Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I think a lot of people as well just get so caught up in the hotness of the moment or whatever.
Oh, I know.
But it's like, you need to remember, like, you're not fully thinking rationally.
You aren't. You're in the throes of like passion and excitement. Yeah.
And it's just like, think of it in that sense. Like, take a second to be like, wait, would I be okay if this got out?
And you know, whenever we speak to people who are professionals on OnlyFans, like, you know, their whole career is doing that and they have concluded that it is okay if it gets out. Like if people, because I mean, obviously they're like doing pay-per-view and stuff like that, but they're like, if my family was to see this, I'm okay with it. And that's like the level of chill that you have to have with that if you're going to take that risk. Ruth said, I love sending pics. It's fun and flirty, but we'll only send nudes if it's a one view photo. So obviously quite a few platforms just do like a little timer and you can never see it again.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I'll always do the like disappearing.
Fair. Smart. Sari said, only send nudes on Snap because you can see if it's saved, deleted, or screenshotted, which is interesting. Qian saying, always ask partners if they're happy to receive nudes and if they're happy to receive them randomly. And obviously... Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Give someone a heads up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, just about to send something spicy.
Or like... Do the thing where it's like the one view and you say like you like do a little warning and you're literally like open this when you're alone.
Yeah.
And like then they can be like, oh, okay, cool. Like fun present surprise for me. And you just kind of know. That's kind of how I think people should do it for sure. But we got this really great voice memo from Rye. Obviously, we've spoken quite a bit about consent, but Rye had some really good thoughts on it.
I think it's very vital and very important to ask consent during like majority of the stages of sending pictures. This is just like due to because like, for example, something may not be right or somebody's not matching the energy that is happening. And actually asking how that they're feeling throughout the situation, just because at least in past experiences before it's happened and it's made me feel very uncomfortable knowing that I've probably crossed a boundary or I've done something very similar and maybe like itch them or something like that. And at least allows me to understand like, hey, this isn't right. Or, hey, this is a no, you know, et cetera. And if anything, it definitely opens up the communication and allows for you to understand where to improve.
Love that. No notes.
Yeah.
And the ongoing consent of it as well. Don't get relaxed with that. Like you might have done the warning or like, hey, can I do this at one point? And then you see them for a couple of months and, you know, you might get lax with it, but it's good to just always make sure and check in.
Totally. And check in as well with a post. It's like, hey, like, do you mind? You can retract consent. You can be like, hey, do you mind deleting those photos?
Or, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like just because you maybe consented in the moment, it's like, oh, actually, in hindsight, like, don't really want those photos anywhere. Like, do you mind just like deleting them?
Yeah.
Okay. Another type of digital content you can make that is sexual is together with a partner. So we're talking like sex films.
Porn,
basically.
Basically, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like filming sex in general, whether that's like you filming the sex that you're having or like putting a phone up, camera up and filming that. We asked you about this. How do you feel about filming videos with partners? This is the highest not into it. 39% of you said you're not into it. 34% of you said I'm neutral, could take it or leave it, and 27% of you said love it. So this is the biggest difference out of all of the stuff we've spoken about so far. And I kind of get that. It's pretty
niche.
It's pretty full on.
I can confidently say I have never done that with a partner. No. I've never filmed a duet performance. And I don't know why I haven't, because I've been in lots of long-term relationships and it's chill. Like,
I think it's a level up, right? Like, it's a very – there's like sexting. Then there's like sending a nude, maybe a disappearing video.
Mm.
And then like filming is like –
oh, we're making porn.
Yeah, it's like, a level
that's
up.
That's a level up for sure. So I can understand these numbers. That does make sense. Kim said, when partners film me on my own phone, it's such a green flag as there's no concern for their motive, meaning like they didn't film it on their phone, so it's like you have the footage.
Yeah, you have control of it. I love that. Yeah,
exactly. You can do with what you want. Alex saying, I want to try filming something with my current boyfriend. I have done it before and enjoyed it. The fun risque-ness of it is amazing, but I have a feeling that he isn't comfortable or into filming himself, which is super fair. I think a lot of people feel self-conscious about their body and their performance, as we heard from people talking about nudes and not really being into it. And it's the same with this. Jess also sent us a message talking about that.
My partner and I both really like the idea of filming something together, but I just get worried that I won't look good or it'll be awkward, and then watching it back, I'll get embarrassed and it'll wreck my self-esteem. I also think it'd be hard not to compare it to porn.
All of the above, that's so real.
It's like when you see a video of yourself, it's not like this at all, but it kind of is. When you see a video of yourself from someone else's perspective, or it's like from behind, and you're like, wait, I look like that? I feel like that would be, seeing yourself having sex would be like, oh, wait, I look like that from behind?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You'd be like, wait.
Yeah. But now I'm kind of curious. I'm like, wait. That could be kind of interesting to see that and figure out what that looks like. But also, like Jess, I'd be like, oh, what if I don't like it?
I don't want to perceive myself.
And also, can I just say, as like the group photographer, pretend you're in a relationship with someone and then you're the person who's like really good at photos in the relationship, right? Like you're the one who's like really good at it. So then if the partner is like filming you, it's like, I don't trust you to get my angles.
You're not going to make me look good.
You're not going to make me look good, as I know how to make me look good. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah. But I think like the hotness and why some people might be into it would be around the like naughtiness of it and like watching it back together. And
yeah, but if it looks like Pornhub community tab, I'm like, I don't
want to fucking. Some people are into POV.
Sure, but like I want high production.
Yeah, you're like, I want a Hollywood.
I want a blockbuster.
Film set.
Look, Jordan said it is super hot in the moment, but then extremely humbling when you watch it back together.
Yeah, that's how I would feel.
That's kind of how I'd feel too. But we've got this really good voice memo from Harriet talking about how her and her partner kind of stumbled into doing this, and then they realized it was a really good feedback tool and like a way to open up comms about their sex life.
It didn't start out to be like a feedback tool, but we just like did it for fun. And yeah, we're just filming ourselves and we decided to like watch it together, watch it back. And it really was interesting how we started communicating about it and just saying that, you know, like this was really good and that wasn't so good. And yeah, it was just really nice to hear also how it was all perceived from the other side as well. And yeah, it just really opened up a lot of opportunity for communication.
I love that.
Post-sex debrief.
Yeah, it's like
it's like aftercare.
It's a performance review. And if it was us.
5 stars.
We'd be like praise king. We'd be like, stars? Do we get stars for this, this, and this? Like, I did this really well. It's like, yay.
Oh, although if it would be you,
you'd literally be like, tell me what I did wrong immediately.
Yeah, immediately. I don't even want to hear the good stuff.
Yeah, you're just like,
what can I do better?
None of the shit sandwich. I just want
to
do better.
Get to the shit.
Yeah.
Maybe
you actually would do that.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I would be able to handle someone being like, the way that you like grabbed me here, like, wasn't that. Oh, no. It's too confronting.
I'm sure you wouldn't, like, you'd have to be of a high EQ, like Harriet and her partner.
Yeah, you'd
have
to feel really secure.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like the way that you did this. You'd be like, I thought that was really good, but my favorite was like this. And you pinpoint it in the video and go, that was so hot. Like,
yeah, that could be good.
I wonder if they get mic'd up for this as well. Sorry. I've really got little lapel. Like Love Island, where they wear the necklaces
like,
with the mics.
Yeah, because I'm like, you're really looking for quality.
Yeah, I was like, I want the dirty talk. I want to hear it. I want a good sound production. We got a boom in there. I don't know. Anyway, obviously this is like very fun and this is like really positive like outcomes of filming with a partner. But as we've discussed before in this ep, like there are a lot of negative outcomes when it comes to filming and having a digital footprint. And surprisingly, but still sadly, quite a lot of people message us and said, They have had videos shared non-consensually, and
yeah, it's like we saw quite a few DMs from people saying that this has happened to them, but it's like you only have to look to pop culture to see just like how common this can be mm-hmm. with so many celebrities who have had their sex tapes leaked or videos like unconsensually leaked. Yeah. And it's just like so disheartening.
It's damaging, and it's also like even at a local level, if we bring it down, you know, you were saying off air, like there's people in your high school that like left school because they had stuff circulated, right?
Yeah. Which is horrible. Unconsensually like filmed. And then I've had friends that they've literally been hooking up with someone and then noticed a camera filming in the room. Like it's disgusting.
It's so bad. Again,
completely fucking criminal and illegal.
Yeah. We got this voice memo from Nina talking about the time that she was filmed without her consent.
I think there's definitely a possibility that I have been filmed before without knowing from behind. I'm not 100% sure, but I think recently I was more than likely snapped because somebody had Snapchat open. I try not to think about it or spiral over it, especially if it was Snapchat's hopefully disappeared. But as long as my face isn't in it, I think I just don't know why someone wouldn't ask someone's permission first, because A, it's wrong, and B, that person might agree to it if you ask. And I've also definitely been sent videos before from guys, and most of the time they are from the back, so I'm fairly sure that these women didn't agree to these videos, which is really uncomfortable.
That is baffling to me. In what world, if you are hooking up with somebody and they send a video of them having sex with somebody else, like non-consensually essentially, like why am I enjoying that? Like firstly, I'm like worried for that woman who's in the video. Secondly, I'm like, I don't want to think about you having sex with other people. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's just such a shame because, again, so many women, it's mainly women and guys as well, but like just experience this kind of image-based abuse. And it just like, it's like in a culture where, you know, for so many people, they really like it. It's like on the flip of that, there's so many people who just like, just don't want to risk even participating because of the fact that there are people out there who they can't trust that will send around the videos, will send around the photos or like, you know, do revenge porn and be like, if you don't do this, I'm going to send this.
And it's not only like you can't trust people in most cases, it's also that you can't trust the platforms that you're doing it on. And like, interestingly, we actually had a DM from someone who was like, I've worked in IT security for 15 years. This is why I would never do that.
Really?
Yeah. And they were like talking about sort of the different ways that platforms deal with it, like your image rights, how, and like even like when we heard from people being like, oh, so they unmatched me, so I'll never find them again. We know historically like apps, dating apps in particular, aren't doing great when it comes to like user safety. So it's like you can't trust people. You can't trust the apps.
Yeah.
And you know when you hear someone from IT saying I wouldn't do it, it's kind of like the same as when you hear a paramedic saying I would never get on a motorbike, because they're like,
yeah,
this is the most common thing that I'm treating people for and people are dying from it because I work at a hospital. So it's like, fuck.
I know.
It's really tough.
Yeah. And so I think it's something that we will chat to in the next episode, chat to an expert about, because, you know, we want you to be able to feel safe and get you the best advice on like how to do that, because a lot of you are loving it and want to participate and take photos and sext, and you should be able to.
And it's not going away. Like we're all online more and more and more, and we all, like as you said, and in this episode, people love it. Like we love it. Like it's fun. And like it's not going to go away. It's not going to change. So like how can we do it well and how can we do it safely? So we will get an expert on that. Make sure you stay tuned onto your feed. Thank you so much to everyone who shared on this. Like this was a massive response of a lot of you, you know, have like many different experiences of this, good and bad. So yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.